Om Shanti. I just want to, before the class, just give a background. And there are Bhaiya, Surindra, also Tamil. Go there, Mandali, go inside. Yes. So there are three things in terms of background for this class. First of all, the brother was saying the class was intended for something else, but the idea is to work on the power of discernment, right? So everyone here is aware of the eight powers. It's easy, lots of material on that, not difficult. And from the eight powers, so you have power of discernment, then beside it you have decision power or judgment power. That's how MBK we call it. And the idea is, well, life is decisions, right? You are here because you made a decision to come to Madhuban. And you are leaving because you are making a decision to leave also, right? So life is a series of decisions. The problem of decision is that you have basic two stages. First, you have to discern. So you have to understand. So discernment power is, would we have retranslation or not? So the discernment comes before. So discernment means, I will pre-decide. So I'm deciding before doing. Then you have the decision power, the judgment power. That means this is the action. So they are trying to decide there what to do. What happens normally in the world is that either of them goes wrong. Either people just do, and we are living in a society that people just jump into action, they don't think. Right? Yeah? They get married and they divorce 2 months later. Because they just jumped into action. They don't think much. They don't reflect beforehand. Or they decide in their mind, I'll do this, I'll do that, and this will happen, but I don't do anything to practice. So they are disaligned. So there is a lack of alignment between them. Because the power of decision is both. I discern and I do. I discern and I do. If I do an excellent discernment, I came to Madhuban, I had lots of realizations. My Madhuban was fantastic. And I go back there and first thing I do is fight with someone. And that happened just now, 1 week ago, with someone who left Madhuban and she fought with another person. So all those realizations, they were useless. It was like a waste of time. And if I just do things without discernment, things may be fruitful, may be okay, but they won't have that much power. Out of the two, we are concentrating only in the power of discernment. So we are just talking about that part. That part where you reflect, you think of, you wait for Baba's touching before doing. The second part of the second background I want to give you is the idea of this class came from one soul. Because you know there is something now called fake news. Yeah? In fact, there are at least two countries that there are claims their presidents, the present presidents, they won the elections because of fake news. Okay? So it was fake news after fake news after fake news after fake news, and eventually people start to believe in the fake news and they elect that. So fake news is a big, big deal nowadays. But for us Brahmins, it's nothing new. Baba used to talk about fake news, but the name was gossips. So the name was a little different. But basically, a fake news is a gossip, a little more packed, a little more interesting. And yes, fake news are becoming a big, big problem in the world. There are even killings. No, people have been killed because of fake news. That's a reality. So how the power of discernment can help me to understand what are the true news, not the fake news? What is the reality, not the gossip? Or we could say, what's really relevant and important, and what is wasteful? And the third background is, in relation to gossips, Baba once, in his Muli, he made fun of gossips, and specifically gossipers. And he said, gossip is interesting, it's more interesting than the truth. He gave a name, he said, gossip is like the chutney. I don't know if you like chutney, okay? But like if you eat Italy was giving, no, it doesn't have any taste, it's just something white there, right? So you put some coconut chutney and it's very nice, tastes well. And normally, reality is not so fascinating. But when you add chutney, when you add some gossips, then things, they really taste nicer. And even in some mulis, Baba compared the gossips and gossipers with the Ramayana. And he made a contrast with Mahabharata. Because the Mahabharata is a very serious scripture. It's a little boring, in fact, right? The story is long and winding, and things are very complicated and complex, but they are very logical. Mahabharata has a very, very clear line of action. It's, in a certain way, it's very interesting, but it's just that. But Ramayana, no. Ramayana is more interesting. There are gossips. Oh, Sita, she lived with Ravan. What happened there? You know, there are lots of gossips, things, etc. So it's important to have that background for us to talk about fake news, about how to use the power of discernment to understand what's true, what's false. What's real, what's fake. What's good, what's bad? So for that, I'm going to give you 3 points. And yes, I have a little background, so I can help you also with the fake news too. Lucky fake news. And I'm going to use that as an example. First point is, many years ago when fake news were just starting, in the form of emails. Have you ever received an email claiming that they have an inheritance for you, they have some money for you waiting there? Yeah, have you received? So there was one brother, very good brother, extremely well educated, good profession, good position, and he received an email from a friend, also very good profession, extremely intelligent woman. And the email was claiming that there was a new emergency number. So in case of emergency, you should dial that number. Well, I told the brother, that's fake. It's not true. And his response was, but that person sent to me, so it's true. That person is good, and she's very good. So it should be true. So the first point is called common sense, or being sensible. The first thing to avoid fake news is just to use your reason. Come on. If the government is starting a new emergency number, they would advertise enormously, right? They would put everywhere. If it's nowhere and there's this email coming, something's wrong there. The same thing happens in our spiritual life. We receive many fake news, many gossips from other people. Oh, have you seen that person? What's happening to her, to him? Look at the hair, you know. Have you seen what happened in that place? Did you know that the Gulzar is coming tomorrow to Shantivan? Did you know a panther or leopard came into the complex? So there are so many stories. Let's use our common sense. If Gulzar Dadi was coming, don't you think people will start talking about that? Don't you think our seniors will tell us? Or we can ask them at least. If a leopard was around, don't you think they would tell Vijay, who is announcing, he would tell, please be careful. If you see a cat which is a little bigger than normal, just keep a distance. He'll talk about. So common sense is the ability of me to use my logical part, my understanding of things. And especially the first thing Baba gives us, what it is? What's the first thing Baba gives us? Knowledge. In so many mulis, he says, he's first the ocean of knowledge. Then I'm the ocean of love, etc. But first is knowledge. And knowledge is the basis for me to understand reality, to understand what's happening really, what's going on. Nowadays, our society is too complex. Reality is too complicated to understand. Even in simple things. For instance, what time it is now? Look, there is 11:20. There is 11:12. There is 8:22. You can't say what time. And we are in just one room. You ask three people about the same thing, the three of them, they will give different points of view. The three of them will tell you different situations, different circumstances. They will paint reality in a different way. Because we reached the point at the end of the Kali Yuga that everything is false. Even falsehood is false. You know, it's really, really difficult to find the jewel among the stones. But that's why Baba gives us knowledge. That's why Baba gives us that treasure, which is extremely important. And that's why I can use that treasure to realize, to understand reality. And that will help me to make a decision. So before believing in anything anybody tells you, think what Baba said today. Turn, reflect on that, write, and go deep, deep, and deep. Then you will be able to understand. Just for us to have a little grasp on what happened when you believe and you lose your common sense. There is one soul, she's very much into destruction. I think she likes destruction, I don't know. But she's always thinking about when destruction will happen. She's always thinking about the dates, especially dates, no? And so the year was closer to one of those years that people used to say destruction would happen. Okay? So just before that year, she decided to resign from her job. She sold her car. And she was just doing service, waiting for destruction. I think that was about 10 years ago. So, of course, along the time, the thing is, destruction didn't happen. So she had to buy another car. She couldn't find another job, so she's still living around and seeing how to deal with that situation. But it was a very practical effect of a lack of common sense. Because if you study Mullis well, you have some points, you have clues about destruction if you want to take that. For instance, Baba says it to be suddenly. So nobody knows the date. Nobody knows the year. So if someone tells you it will be in that year, probably it won't be, because otherwise it won't be suddenly, right? So nobody knows. Baba says even how the situation of the world will be. And if you read very well, you realize that the world is coming to that point, but still there is a margin. One point that struck me in relation to destruction was that I was one that I would love destruction to happen soon, right? Not anymore, but in the past I was like that. So I used to study a lot. But I remember Baba said, everyone will have this interest. He used the expression, I think, there will be a wave of disinterest. Come on, in the world, people are much more interested than before. They're really attached. In fact, nowadays, people can be 100% happy. You know that. Why? Because there are so many temporary types of happiness that if you sum up, people can be happy all the time. Only watching videos of cats and dogs, they'll be happy. So they are okay in the world. So people are much more interested than before. So those signs Baba told us, they are happening slowly, and they are building up. But still, there is a margin there. So it's not now. So the first thing about fake news, use your common sense. Or in terms of gyan. Use knowledge. Talk to yourself. Study. So now, think about one point of the Muli today. Just think about one point of the Muli. Okay, you can check a point. If you don't remember, just think about one point. Just think about what does that point give you? What's the real value of that point for you? Maybe that point will help you in a conflict with someone or in a certain situation, circumstance. Maybe that point will help you to have a better Amritivela, or a better understanding of the Muli as a whole. Maybe that point will help you to understand what time it is, really. So check one point, just one point. So I'll give you time, just one point. Think about, ask yourself about it. Talk to yourself and with Baba about that point. That will help you. They can sit beside you. They can sit beside you, no? Some beside you. Or there, but they can sit there. Great donor. So he's renouncing his booth. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Thank you very much. So Russian 93. Okay, second point. So first of all, use your common sense if some fake news come to you. Second thing. Search and research. The first thing that when someone tells me something is happening, I always go to Google. I mean, it's the easiest one. Now, for instance, news came that Shivani Ben, you know Shivani? She received an award, a prize. I went to Google. And yes, it's true. Our sister Shivani, she received the award called Nari Shakti. Nari, woman, Shakti, power, the power of woman, or female power. And she received from the president of India, so in the official newspaper, one of the official newspapers of India, the name shows there, Brahma Kumari Shivani. So such a research is the best thing. I think the main paradigm that's changing nowadays is that you trust the messenger, but you don't trust the message. So you check the message, even so you trust the messenger. Because people, they are very easily to deceive nowadays. In the United States, the number of cyber thefts have increased a lot. People are being robbed so much. It's billions of dollars, literally, in the last few years. And the people who are robbed, they are very well educated, they are extremely intelligent. Still, they are being robbed. Because it's a new paradigm. So always search. If you receive any news that's a little different, check. Check before you go talk to everyone about that. In terms of Gyan also, the power of discernment helps us a lot in many things. And you know, one of the beauty of knowledge is that knowledge is alive. Because knowledge is not that the muli is static, is frozen in time. But the muli is alive because 5 years more, no, in 5 years more, the same muli of today will be ready again. But in 5 years, my intellect will be a little different. My perception will be different. The situation of the world will be different. Things will be so different that the muli will be different. So the words will be the same, but the muli really will be different. The knowledge will be totally different. So I always have to be engaged in studying, going beyond memorization, just going beyond just learning by heart. I have to learn and go deep into that. And discernment helps me a lot. I'll give you one example. It's an example of chart. You know chart? Okay. Most of the mulis, Baba says, write your chart. In one muli, he said, don't be lazy. You have to write your chart. He said that. I remember very well. And I remember because I don't write my chart. So that's why I remember that muli. Then today, what did he say? Don't write your chart. You're wasting paper. So what's that? Is it a contradiction? Well, when you research, you realize that Baba is extremely coherent. I mean, his words and his information is very much aligned. And when there are changes in knowledge, he explains, or at least he gives a reason why the change. Sometimes the change comes because the words in Hindi are different. So that's why there is a difference, there is a change. But other times, if you take the muli today and you read further, you see that Baba is not talking only about chart, even noting down the muli. So probably there was a group of souls who were spending lots of money in paper. We are talking about the 60s. Notebooks at that time, it was still expensive. Okay? So Baba was talking about one particular situation. So when you search and research, when you don't accept knowledge with blind faith. You accept knowledge also not with distrust, but like a child. You know, a child, when you tell something to a child, when the child is growing, the child wants to know why, right? In all the cultures, the child starts to ask why. Why is it like that? Why is it like that? Why is it not like that? So like a child, I have to question the muli. I have to question the knowledge. I have to understand it in different perspectives. And really, it's really, really extremely important, because my power of discernment is, our discernment is very lazy. We are normally, our intellect is very lazy. Our intellect doesn't like to work too much. In the Lokic world, they say that there are like two or three, let's say, maps or routes of decision for one person. So everyone has two or three ways to decide something. So if they go to marry someone, to change their career, or buy a car, or just going to the shop and check, oh, should I buy cheese in cubes or slices, they will use probably the same type of decision process in the brain. Because they say the brain is a little lazy. The brain creates a route, like a path, so the information goes through that path. And that's it. So it has like two, three mainly paths. And that's all. So our discernment power also, you have to train it. You have to make it work. It doesn't mean that you stop every time and reflect about every single thing you are doing. So I'm washing my hair. So should I start from the top or from the neck? Okay, should I use this shampoo or should I use soap? I mean, life would be too complicated. So let's remind ourselves that the discernment power is really, really connected with what Baba used to say, touching and catching power. So Baba doesn't want us children to spend our hours and life and time and nap time just thinking and reflecting about everything we have to do in life. But if you just relax, if you just connect to Baba deeply, and we can do it now, and you just visualize Baba. Visualize Baba as an angel, as your father, today a surgeon, a doctor, and talk with Baba. And then listen to the murli, talk to someone. And you see the clarity that comes with that. Because in reality, when you reflect too much, you are using your brain a lot. So there is no subconscious there much. But when you are connect to Baba, then soul consciousness comes, and your energy is totally different, extremely powerful. And there are so many cases in Brahmi life like that. So many cases where instead of thinking, you just relax and the idea comes. Not out of intuition, but from Baba. Baba gives you the touching and you are able to catch. Baba gives you the idea and you are able to understand it, to grasp it. Because so many possibilities are there. So which possibility should you use? Which path should we take? Baba is ready there. Baba is ready for us. he's the Google of Googles. No, I mean, if Baba was still giving Murli, maybe one day he would give that title to himself. I'm the Google of the Googles. I'm the maximum of the maximum. I can give you any idea. Because Baba knows the future. Baba knows not in details, but Baba knows more or less what will happen in general. And so he'll give me the touching about what will happen. And that's extremely important. It's extremely important. So many bad decisions happen, especially among us Brahmins, because we don't connect to Baba. We don't have that powerful connection with him. We don't let Baba guide us. Because we know better, right? We know much better than him, right? Sometimes he says in the Muli, we tell him, you don't have a body, so you don't know how things are here. But the reality is, he knows us. And he knows the drama. And he knows in such a perfect way. One of the souls that inspired me a lot was Ramesh Bhai. He was a senior brother from Bombay. He was very, very special soul. And one of the roles he had in India was to give authorization for new purchases of houses. So anyone who wants to purchase a house, they had to go through him. And there was one case he told us once about in one city, I don't remember the name, but they decide to buy a house. So, of course, they went through the normal route of decision in the Yagya. And so Ramesh Bhai had to go to the place to see the house and make a decision. Of course, to buy a house, sometimes you have to give a prepayment. I don't know the name, down payment. Some money that holds the house for you, you know? A deposit, yeah. Something that you give and will keep the house for you. And normally that deposit is not reimbursable. You lose it if you decide against. And they were so faithful that that was the house that he paid the money, and they paid the money. That was lots of money. So Ramesh Bhai, when he came there, they already paid something for the house. And he went to the house, he looked at the house, he looked everywhere, and he thought, no. This is not it. Of course, the family was not happy. Because they were dreaming already of the house. So they went to Dadi Kumarka, not Dadi Prakashmani, so Dadi Ji, and they complained a little bit with her. But she said, what Ramesh Bhai decides, we accept. Still, she went to him. She asked, can you reconsider your decision? Hey, can you think again? And he said, no. But what's the reason? He said, I don't know. But that house is not the right house. And that's it. Many years passed. They lost the money. Eventually they bought another house. That house was approved. And one day he came back to that same city. I think they took time to invite him again. Anyway, he went there. He was in a service tour there. And he told the person who was driving for him, can you take me to that house you are buying? So they went there. And now the house was not there anymore. It was in fact like an airport, the track of the airport. Okay. So the house was demolished by the government. And you do know government can demolish, and they pay very little for whatever they buy. They pay just a little bit. So in fact, he said, that time he had realization how that was a Baba's touching. That while, even so, there was no basis for his claim, there was nothing supporting whatever he was telling, Baba was there. That energy was present. So we can reach that point too. We can go to that point. For that we need the third thing. So first, remember, first thing was common sense or gyan. Gyan. The second thing was search and research, or study more and receive more touchings from Baba. So these are the main things. The third thing is, especially in relation to fake news, in every country and some places like United States, in every state, there is always a newspaper that is trustworthy, okay? There is always a newspaper that they have a reputation, so they cannot just put news or post news, publish news, just like that. That's the reason that when you read a newspaper nowadays, you see news that was shown on the internet 1 week ago, even 1 month ago. Why? Because they have to search and research. They have to check before publishing. And if they do publish something wrong, and sometimes it happens, they go and apologize. So one way to check if the news you are receiving is going to the newspaper of your country, the most reputable, the most honorable media, and check if those news are there. If they are not, probably this is fake news. In BK, we also have, in fact, we have many honorable sources. We have seniors, we have the Yagya, and it's always important to keep that connection very clear. That connection has to be always, constantly, very, very powerfully clean. And I think that's important more and more, because many news, many things are coming. All of a sudden you receive an email, destruction is tomorrow, you know. Or all of a sudden you receive an email, this senior left the body. And that causes a distress. People get sad. And then eventually it's not true. So it's always important to learn how to check, how to communicate. Communication is an art. It's one of the most important arts in the world. We have so many means of communication. So, look, one mobile, tablet there, two mobiles there, is very important. Another mobile there, so many mobiles all over. Who from here has a WhatsApp account? Okay, Facebook. So many ways to communicate. But the real communication is not that, right? The real communication is very silent, because it comes from soul to soul. Is that power, that's the power that's really worthwhile. I had two very nice experiences with Dadi Kumarka. I had many, but two are in my memory right now. One, I was, if you believe, I was very young. So I was in Madhavan, and there was a meeting with Dadi, and I think it was with the young people. I think we are a small group, very small. And I remember Sister Mohini from New York, she was translating. And Dadi Kumarka was giving a class. It was very uncommon. Dadi Kumarka didn't give classes much. She used to give one class per group, per season, no, per group of the season. But that time she was giving a class. But her class was like a chit-chat. She was very informal her way. And Sister Mohini was translating. But there was one point of the class when Dadi Kumarka started to tell a story. And she started to speak and speak and speak. And Mohini Ben was not translating. I guess she knew the story, so she was just waiting for the end of the story. But when she was she uses her hand a lot. Remember? She used to gesture a lot. So there was one point where she was narrating something and she was doing this and that. And all of us in group did, wow, wow. Yeah. The funny thing, everything was in Hindi and really none of us understood Hindi. So Mohini Ben looked at us and, did you understand that? And we laughed because we really didn't understand the words she had to translate. But we could understand the feelings, the energy, that power. We can understand. A second experience was in Bogota, where I live in Colombia. So she came through Bogota. It was like a hurricane. It was really so fast. And there was so much magic. Even the weather, you know, there was raining and cold. Daddy Kumarka came. It was sunny and beautiful day. As soon as she left, rain came back. And so when we are leaving, you know, and Daddy Kumarka used to travel with lots of luggage and lots of things. So we had to have one car for luggage only. So the car went ahead. So I was there with the driver and the three of them, they were sitting behind us. You know, it was Daddy Kumarka, Little Mohini, and Ishu Daddy. And the three of them, they were there. So we start to talk, and Daddy Kumarka start to talk about leadership. That's one of my expertise in the Lokic world. I like leadership. I work with that topic in the companies. So it was interesting to hear from Daddy Kumarka, such a huge leader, about leadership. And again, I understood her English, and Little Mohini spoke also English. So between both of them, they gave me a seminar. We took 1 hour to reach the airport, so it was a 1 hour class on leadership. But I tell you, I don't remember any word, nothing that she said, much. But I remember the energy, the power. And that's the power that is important, really, really important. And one thing about fake news is that the power, if I can describe the kind of power, I don't know. I mean, it was the sense of a feeling like a current. Bob was talking about current the other day. That was not touching me, etc. Normally, current they mean touching, but the current, the energy was like I was being empowered during one hour, recharging the self with her in terms of administration and leadership. And that power is lacking in the fake news. All news that are false, all gossips, the chutney will be forgotten. So you can even talk to other people, I ate idli. You don't tell, I ate chutney. Chutney is just a compliment. All falsehood, everything that's fake, they will pass. They will be forgotten one day. Even in history, whatever people remember is there are things that are more substantial. They have power in them. And that's extremely important to keep the connection. That's why it's extremely important to keep the connection with seniors. Or use Madhuban even to walk around Pandabhavan there. No, I was walking around. I went to Swadarshan Bhavan. No, so there is a strange pathway there to go from Pandabhavan to Swadarshan Bhavan. And even when you walk around, when you go to the history hall and you see the pictures, everything kinds of are telling you, this is the truth. This is the energy. And that makes your intellect much more clear. So that when you hear something, you are able to discern. Is this okay or not? Is this relevant or not? Because especially when you go along in this path, and really this path is very long. When I enter into Gyan, they used to celebrate people when they reach 10 years in Gyan. Who is 10 years in Gyan or more? Who is more than 10 years in Gyan? Raise your hands. Look at how many. At that time, we are so few. There was so few. There was very few. I remember the first time I saw, I was not 10 years. There was 6 souls only there. Celebrated their 10 years. But now it's so many. And along the time, we realize that true or false in reality has many, many other... Some things, they are half true. Some things are kind of true. Some things are kind of false, half false, and many other measurements. So when you have that clarity in your intellect, your path is clear. Yes, that's what I have to do now. Yes, this is what should be done. And it's extremely powerful. So that source, we need to develop more and more and more. And again, the seniors, they are extremely busy. It's not so easy to talk to a senior as before. You can imagine, there was a time that Jenki was so available. She was there sitting. There was a queue to talk with her, like a dentist. You know, there was seats, chairs there, and people just sitting there. And Dad used to talk to people for 1 hour. I know one brother, she talked for 2 hours and something. The Russian group had to wait. She had a class with the Russian group. And they had to wait because Daddy was talking with that brother. Of course, Sudesh Didi, Santosh Didi and Sudaben, they were both there. Kind of showing their face. But Daddy was so available. There was a time that happened. Nowadays, that doesn't happen anymore. But even if you go to Baba's room, in Pandav Bhavani specifically, even when you walk around, just connect to that energy. Because there will be a time when you will rely completely on your intellect. No internet. Can you imagine? No news, no telephone, nothing. Many of us here will be by ourselves, lost somewhere. And we'll have to make a decision at that moment. So the clearer the intellect, more powerful will be the decision. So the connection with all this energy, this living energy that the Yagya is and the seniors are, that helps me to have a clarity, to have a clear understand. This is true. This isn't true. This is good. This is not good. So these are the 3 things about fake news and the power of discernment. So first of all, just remind you, common sense or Gyan. Second, search and research or study more, go into the depths of knowledge and touching and catching power. And third, sources. No, check about a source that is trustworthy. Or in terms of Gyan, the Yagya, the seniors, everything that's surrounding us. Okay? Was that useful for you? Yes? So, I have to check here. Cause mine is 11:45. So, Because I want to do a yoga for the third part. Okay, so let's do some yoga. So it's a yoga with visualization. So relax yourself. Just for a moment, just feel a very easy connection with Baba. Let's not make effort now. Let me connect easily with Baba. By the place where I'm sitting here. This is a place with such an atmosphere. Can I feel the energy? So many seniors have passed through here. So many decisions were made in this place. So many points were shared. So many Brahmins before me came here. And I am connected to all that energy. That collective. That Brahmin family. The Yajna. The fire. And I go flying above this hall. I go to Pandavabhavan, to Madhuban, in the wings of my thoughts. I go to Baba's room. And I feel Baba is there. He welcomes me. He gives me the toli of His love. He gives me power through His eyes. Can I feel it? And I feel so safe. So secure with Him. There is certainty, truth, positivity. I know everything will be alright. And I tell Baba about some situation that's happening to me. Some situation where there is a confusion in the decision. Or the decision is very hard. Maybe in service. Maybe in my personal life. Or even someone else. Someone else's life is being affected by that. And Baba touches my intellect. With the response. Not in words, it's in feelings. Baba is not giving me a murli. But I feel the melody of His gyan. Sensation, the perception. I come out of Baba's room. I go to the courtyard. Daddy Kumaka used to sit there. She used to make many decisions, sitting under the sun, enjoying the Brahmins, greeting each one. Before making a decision, maybe I can just sit down, relax. I just smile and remember Baba, his knowledge. His power flowing through me. Everything I do with truth is powerful. Everything I do in that deep connection with Baba is meaningful, useful, uplifting, motivating. And now I come back to this place, flying very fast. And I ask myself, what do I want to do in relation to this decision? What am I going to do in relation to this? have still a few minutes. 12:03, thank you. So we still have a few minutes, so if anyone has any question, anything to ask. Everybody happy or everybody think about lunch? If you can introduce yourself and country, that would be nice.
Om Shanti, Brothers Bishop, Poland. Perhaps not necessary to say that brother. My question is, because we have the power of discernment, so could you give any hints about discerning in ourselves this elevated divine being that sleeps somewhere inside, that we can be free of the ego, the ordinary consciousness.
Okay, how to discern that?
You know, to be sure that I'm really such an elevated one and feel it. Yeah?
And if it's not ego or my own decision or Baba's decision, is that, yeah?
I mean, the ego creates what I feel, the ordinary consciousness for everyday activity. Yeah?
Okay.
So how to detach and see that, well, this is ego and this is my novelty. Yeah?
Okay. Thank you. I think there are many ways. The third thing, which was connect to a source, you know, connect to the Yagya or some senior you trust, that is one way. A drama is also very good in punishing ego. So when things start to go wrong, and I had many situations in my life when things were going wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong, then it's my ego. My ego is working there. Somewhere my ego is doing mischiefs. But there is an easy way, which I use a lot, is always ask. I always ask myself, what does Baba say? And I always try to go into a murli or go to the words that Baba say to justify whatever I want or whatever is happening around me. I think that's been very worthwhile for me, at least. So for instance, if I want to have ice cream today or something like that, or if I want to do this project and this project has to be done, I always try to ask myself, okay, what does Baba say? So that's an easy way to detach myself without hurting too much. Ego breaking is a very nasty job. I mean, it hurts a lot. Okay. Sister Gent was having a meeting with us downstairs now during the NCCC. It was a very, very nice meeting. And she was saying how the pain or the suffering we feel is related to ego. So every time we feel some pain or suffering, that means my ego is being hurt. So she said, which is good. Which is good. But a way to avoid that, or at least make it light, is to ask myself, what does Baba say? And if what Baba says is different than what I want, well, then it's my decision what path to take. But at least I know it's my ego. Or I know it's Baba's desire, Baba wants this for me. So I don't know if it's helpful. So do three things. First, keep the connection with source. And second, just let the drama teach you some lessons. And the third, just go into what Baba really says about that situation specifically. So anybody else, anyone else wants to ask? Still have a few minutes for two questions. Please come, sister. Come here so translators can, and I can hear also.
Om Shanti, brother. Last year we were getting a lot of this trans messages news. So I did query, and I think our center in charge didn't want to commit whether the news was accurate or not. So now I don't receive any more of those messages. So I was just wondering what was happening.
Trans messengers, yes. Many years ago, that was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, in fact, Baba gave a direction that trans messengers, they shouldn't happen anymore. So that was the message at that time. So Dadi Gulzar was kept as the official one at that time. She was still very active, but the rest not. And the main reason was that a trance is a stage, you know, where the soul gets into a different dimension, different level. And the communication there is kind of fuzzy. Baba says it's in silence. You know, it's like a movie. Baba used the expression of silent movie, you know, just like a silent movie. So Baba can do this and you can interpret, do that. Or you can't interpret, this is a warning, don't do that. So it depends a lot of the intellect of the trans messenger, of the situation of the trans messenger, of many, many different factors. I know in the history of the Yaga, one soul, Mama, she wasn't able to get into trance, but she used to discern if the trans messenger was right or wrong. So such was her intellect in that sense. So I don't know where you got these trans messengers from last year. There were not many, right? I mean, we don't receive much. And the main reason is that it's very difficult to see is this right or not. It's very, very difficult. And as Dadi Gulzar is out of action, at least at the moment, so there is no one to check, to verify that. You know, Baba created many people, like Ramesh Bhai used to check about the houses. Jagdish Bhai used to check every publication, every book he had to check before being published. So Baba created a system that not as a police, not like something bad, but just to keep the source, to keep the connection right, to keep things moving okay. So nowadays, we have to have our own message, no? We have to learn to discern and talk to yourselves and study the Muli even better. I had a wonderful experience now. Last time. The experience was going to Pandavabhavan for Muli. It was really, really beautiful. Why? Well, there was dosa there, so that was one reason. I like dosa. But the main reason was that I have a special connection with Baba, so I like to talk with Baba, and then Baba in the Muli talks to me. It always happens. It's very natural. Almost every day it happens to me. I guess to many of you happens the same. So that morning, before going to Pandavabhavan, I was taking my chai, my tea there. And then I look at the stars. I like looking at the stars here. Because when I was a child, I could see the stars in my city. Nowadays, you can't see the stars in a big city anymore. At that time, I could. And I saw, especially I saw three stars. We call it them the Three Marys. And they are in the skies of Brazil, my original place. I was fascinated by the stars. So when I went there for Baba Murli, there was Bog, and Shashi Ben brought the message. And the message was about stars. And Baba was saying, each one of us was a star. And each star has three different forms. Baba was relating to the past. So I think the word was fortune. It was fortune. So the fortune that brought me to Baba. The second form was the present form. And the message Baba was saying, the present form, sometimes the decoration falls down, crumbles. You know, you were there, and then, because the present form is not stable yet. And the third form is not even ready. You are still illuminating, sending light. And it was so beautiful for me. I was translating, so my intellect was in somewhere else. Because when you translate, you spend lots of energy. So I didn't even realize, it was later that I realized, come on, I was thinking about stars, and Baba was talking to me about stars. So we have to prepare our own spiritual messengers. We have to learn to touch and extract from the Murli. You know, I tell the students there in Colombia, you have to destroy the Murli. You know, because especially in some bhakti people, they have lots of devotion for scriptures. The Murli is not a scripture. The Murli is to be destroyed. You have to take the pieces of the Murli and you have to swallow them and you have to make them part of you. The Murli is not as important as it is our way of imbibing everything. So it's very important to make the knowledge, to make things mine, part of me, part of who I am. So, yeah, I think the system of trance stopped. We don't know, maybe one day. But now we have to use our own intellect and just connect to Baba. And just get the message Baba wants to tell us in the Murli. Om Shanti. I think that's time already. Om Shanti. So I hope it was useful for you. Thank you very much. And tonight there is 6 o'clock here, Yoga Bhati. Okay? And tomorrow, we have Dr. Sachin, some fans here, patients. So Dr. Sachin is one of the new Jews of Baba's Yagya. So he's going to share precious points. I know that many of you are leaving, but if you know some who are not here and will be here tomorrow, tell them to come. Let's organize the translation a little better. Sorry about that. Okay, so let's have final yoga, Suresh Bhai. Thanks. So let's destroy the class you heard now, okay? Because if you keep remembering the class, you get headache. So just feel the vibration, feel the energy. Just pick some points that are useful for you. Just connect to your own heart. Think as Marcelo didn't give class, Baba gave the class. So that class was for me. So which points are relevant for my life or for other people's lives? Let me give a big hug in gratitude with Baba. Just hug Baba, embrace him. and thank Him for all these wonderful moments of Confluence Age and Madhuban. Have a nice afternoon.